Hi, my name is Tracy Farr, and welcome to another episode of The Bathrobe Monologues. Beer is an acquired taste. It looks like horse pee, smells like horse pee, and some people believe it has no business gracing the inside of a glass. But there's no denying the fact that a large section of our society loves the taste of beer, and who are we to say they shouldn't? Besides, there's a lot more to having a beer than just having a beer. Beer is the great equalizer. It brings people together, no matter what race, creed, or economic status. It tastes good to the rich. It tastes good to the poor. It's an everyman's drink, and that in itself makes it good. And in the end, beer proves that everybody pees just the same. Beer is the great problem solver. When people get together to discuss a crisis over a few beers, things get done. Solutions are found. Disasters are averted. And then, everybody sits around and belches the alphabet together. If countries were to solve their border disputes and treaty violations over a few beers, there'd be a lot less fighting in this world. You just can't attack someone who's taught you the finer nuances of alphabet belching. Beer is the great motivator. If you need some help putting on a new roof, or hauling away downed trees or junk car parts, just call up a few friends. Provide a nice chest full of free cold beer. People will come out of the woodwork to help, including people you don't even know. What would have taken several hours to accomplish will be done in 17 minutes flat, and that leaves more time for NASCAR and more beer. Beer is the great icebreaker. It puts strangers at ease with each other and gives them something to chat about, like their favorite kinds of beer, or the last time they barfed up their favorite kind of beer. Nothing says, "I'm approachable and a swell guy," like sharing beer barf stories. Yes, you could just stand around with your hands in your pocket, minus the beer and stories, but do you really want that kind of reputation? Of course not. Beer is the great teacher. There's nothing wrong with having a beer or two at a party, or chugging down a cold one when you're all hot and sweaty from mowing. But try guzzling down an entire keg by yourself at one sitting, and you're in for some mighty big lesson learning. Most people learn what they need to learn after one keg. Some people, it takes longer. But in the end, the lesson does get learned. Beer is the great confidant. You can tell a beer things you'd never tell your best friend or your wife. That's why a lot of people are known to cry in their beers. I have no idea what they're crying about, and the beer will never tell. It's a great confidant. I like sweet iced tea and ice-cold Coca-Cola. But these drinks don't have the same power as a beer. It's beer that will one day bring humanity together to make this world a better place in which to live. You and I may not see it in our lifetimes, but it's coming. It's on the way. So, while we're waiting, you want a cold one?